Now, Podcast One brings you Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable cars and coffee hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Ferriston and recorded live from the porch of the famous Malibu kitchen. Now, here's Spike.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Spike's Car Radio, first show of 2019. I hope you all had a lovely holiday. I'm here out in the porch in Malibu with Zuckerman, and I have a belated holiday gift for you. We're just going to do the show without a guest. That's what you all wanted. That was how you responded to the show where the guest canceled. And you know what? I'm with you on this. Most of my guests I love to chat with, but I feel a lot of pressure every week booking somebody, and I'm not going to do that anymore. This is my New Year's resolution. In 2019, I'm just going to do a show with Zuckerman, Matt Farah, Seinfeld, and maybe sometimes just by myself, and we're here for you. We've heard your note, and occasionally we'll pay attention to it. Anyway, it's about 55 degrees out here. Zuckerman and I are talking right now about how, and I know these guys, they make fun of us when they see us in our parkas, in our hats, in our scarves.
They don't understand.
And I'm from Massachusetts, you're from New York, and look, we get it. We know what real cold weather is, and we're with you on that. But what is it, Zuckerman, that you and I cannot? It's 55 right now, and I feel like we're on the North Pole.
Part of it is that your blood thins out, and part of it is we're suffering from a fatal disease called OLD. We're old. We're getting old, and you know when you're old, you can never be warm.
Come on, but wait. Now, I've heard this before. Your blood thins out.
It does thin out here.
What does that mean?
It means that
how does a blood thin?
Our bodies adjust to living in California.
But if it doesn't thin out, there's no change in viscosity.
It's just an expression.
I know.
It's an expression.
Explain to me then clinically in a way I can understand what's happening.
The body becomes acclimated to its surroundings,
okay.
Ferriston.
That's it. It's that simple.
It's why people from Iceland are super pale and they have no melanin or melatonin, whatever it is. They don't, right? They have to absorb any.
Right away, you're in there indicting people of different nationalities.
I'm just saying that they are acclimated to living near the North Pole, and that's why. They're very white, and that's why their skin is a color to absorb any vitamin D that possibly comes their way so that they can stay healthy.
Got it. Well, look, I had a whole show planned for us. You know, I got a little nervous that you and I would just... You and I talk a lot. 6 or 7 times a day, we're already talking. And I was like, what are we going to talk about for a show? How are we going to get through a whole show? So I put together a whole show last night, and right at the end, I was out smoking a cigar in the backyard, and I'd written down a bunch of stuff, and, you know, this is what I do for a living. I felt confident, like, look, I think I just wrote down a couple hours worth of show that you and I could get through, and then I thought, I was still a little nervous and scared, so I put it out to Instagram. I said, hey, and thinking maybe we'll fill 5 minutes with this, what are the worst types of drivers on the road, the ones that drive you nuts? And let us know, and we'll discuss it on the show tomorrow. And within 20 minutes, I had 52 comments. This morning, I woke up to over 200. And I thought, there's a whole show just in this sucker. And I'm gonna set aside everything that I wrote and for us to do, which you never see, and I want to keep it that way so you can just react like you. And I'd like to try to get through these 200 comments because we've struck a nerve here.
We have.
There's an epidemic of bad driving in the world. And I think the first step in fixing this is for you and I to discuss this.
Absolutely. Because it's much better than the show I wrote, which was about phlegm, M&Ms, urine, fingernails, and food.
Now, you did. You brought 62-ounce M&M container, which I knew about because I've been on an M&M run. I've been eating like a pig, and I Googled what's the biggest amount of M&Ms I could buy for myself, and you just brought it here. Let's talk about that. We're going to record another show Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll bring these on Tuesday.
Bring these on Tuesday.
Because we're going to unseal them and go through and find the mutants.
Yes.
The muties.
Right now, I see a couple of mutants in there.
I see a Fukushima baby.
But let's give this.
Yes.
Let's do it in the studio. We can make a phone call to Mars again and try to get them on the phone and do that. Let's start going through these.
Yes.
I don't know, but just on the drive here, Zuckerman, I had a... Here's one that, you know, I don't think anyone wrote this one down, and maybe it's there. The teenage girl whose dad bought her the new Audi SUV riding the ass of my GT3 Touring on Sunset. And I'm thinking, I know how to handle this driver when they know how to drive. But here's, you know, I lived on a street where a teenage girl just like this in a car just like this ran someone over and killed them. Oh, well, I'm learning how to drive. Right through a stop sign, turned around, just ran this middle-aged woman over and killed her.
Here's
this girl on my ass. And, you know the turns I'm talking about, right?
I understand.
Right? I'm getting away from her, but then she's jamming me up again. And then I decided to just slow down. I'm just going to stay side by side with the car in front of me to spare the world this person's horrible driving. That was the one. That's my contribution to the conversation today. That driver, your teenagers. This, you know, most teenagers that I see drive are actually pretty decent drivers. They're cautious. They're getting used to it. This one needs a slap in the face.
Well, I'll tell you two things. Number one, a lot of parents think a bigger car is safer for their teen, and that's a fallacy. That's just absolutely wrong. A bigger car doesn't necessarily mean more crash-worthy, but it certainly means more danger in the hands of a bad driver who is not used to driving a car that big. But I'm going to have to take...
But this was the rich kid... Who, you know, we've all been around this. We all have kids, right? There's always that one family where you can tell dad right. and mom is not, they're not disciplining them.
Of course not. And I'm going to tell you another problem.
What?
The other problem, though, is I'm going to give you a pass. But somebody who decides to play policeman and block the road could cause... some dangerous driving.
That's true.
Because
no,
when I get behind a policeman like that, I see red. As somebody wrote,
but what
I
I'm
see
saying
red
to
mist.
You, Zuckerman, if you were behind me on my ass and I
you
was not
care.
In the mood, I would let you go by.
Right.
But I understand the speed limit and the abilities of the Audi Q5 in a way she does not. And she was going to try. She was going to go around a corner there and lose that truck. She was going to lose it. And I know, you're just going, you should have let her do it.
You should have let her do
just
it.
Just let her do it.
Let it learn. All right,
let's get in. Anyways, thank you for all the comments. I want to discuss as many of these as I can. And then, Zuckerman, I think you and I at the end of this have to figure out how we're going to legislate some of this. Because we've reached epidemic levels. And the one thing that's abundantly clear here in Los Angeles is the police are not writing tickets for anything anymore. That's the one thing that's abundantly clear to me.
It is true.
People feel like they can do anything these days because the police are not policing.
Neither you nor I have gotten a ticket in a long time, which is evidence of the fact that they're not policing.
Well, I try to obey traffic laws at all times. Okay, Fu Manku.
Fu
Manku. I know him. He's a Houdinki friend and a watch friend.
Fu.
Makeup while driving.
You know what? As far as I'm concerned, I'm waiting.
This would be... women, mostly, putting makeup on while they're driving.
I am waiting. As a personal injury lawyer, I am waiting for someone to come into my office having their eyeball on their mascara wand like a fucking olive martini, like an olive on a toothpick. I haven't seen it yet, but I look at this and I think, you know, she's going to have her eyeballs going to get poked out of her head.
I love that. That one doesn't bother me so much because I usually see it at the stoplight, and I get that you're a little late and you've got a life and you've got some stuff to do. That it's not as bad of a problem as I think the iPhone is there.
The phone, but there is something closely related to makeup.
Okay,
that's nose picking.
BZA Bowden 214. Being waved on to go when it's clearly there. This is a good one. I like this. And I think this guy's a great watch feed, too. But being waved on to go when it's clearly their turn.
I agree 100%.
They get to the stop sign before you. You pull up to the stop sign, and then they wave you.
Good
Samaritans.
He
says, fuck you. Just go. Yeah. Stop killing me with kindness.
I don't need a fucking good Samaritan to cause an accident. Good Samaritans waving people on actually do cause accidents. They should be taken out of their cars and flayed.
And Critter 1010 below says, oh, my husband hates that too.
She doesn't understand. Critter doesn't understand that, does she?
Yeah. I don't. Sometimes people stop on the side of the road on a not a busy street just to do a little phone stuff and then wave you through. I'm not sure I have the same problem with that one.
What about going down the street and somebody stops They have the right of way. They stop, and then they wave somebody ahead to turn into something. It's not none of your business. It's usually a lady. None of your business, lady. Just fucking drive. Don't make friends in the world. They don't want to be your friend. I don't want to be your friend.
Wow. This is good. Bill was right. You and I are both in bad moods, and this is going to be a good
show.
I'm
off sugar. I'm googly headed.
Yeah, me too.
4 days off sugar.
Well, see, these M&Ms, this did
I'm
this
not
to
eating
us.
That shit.
I know, but you and I have probably been eating pounds of M&Ms.
All since Halloween and before Halloween.
Wow.
So I've been on a
run.
I've been on a run of sugar, and I stopped sugar 4 days ago. I slept hard for 10 hours, and I woke up like I was, like I'm hungover.
At any point, did you freebase a peanut M&M?
I feel like it. I feel like I've been doing them like double
right,
dubs, double up dubs.
Our friend Jeff Glucker, Hooniverse Jeff.
Hello, Jeff Glucker.
He's also a little
Shalom.
Angry today. Driving in Southern California sucks because it's a selfish driver space. The only car that matters is the one the person is driving, and that leads to all the other bullshit problems we have on the road.
Well,
no signals, no passing lane. To other drivers, the only car that matters is the one they are in. No consideration for your fellow driver. I could rant on for this for a bit. Then a friend of ours says, come drive in New York and you'll be begging to drive in Southern California. I don't know about that. I've lived in New York. I've driven there. It's just a different kind of bad driving. But in some ways, the noise and the beeping and the aggression of New York is comforting to me. Then Jeff Glucker writes, this is good. I drove in New York City. I waved an elderly driver into my lane as she had her signal on. She thanked me by giving me the finger.
Right and on,
laughed,
granny.
And I laughed my ass off. And Dave writes back, welcome to the jungle. What are your thoughts on this, Zuckerman? Southern California. I mean, I don't think that's a Southern California thing. When we are in our cocoons, we tend to think
it's a lack of awareness.
It's a lack of awareness. I don't know that
spatial
that's,
awareness, yeah, situational
it
awareness.
It feels normal. It feels like
in your own world.
Yeah,
people are in their own fucking world.
Right.
They are not. They've not been told. Maybe it was drilled into us when we were in driving school. I took driving classes at St. Anthony's. I'm not. Obviously, I didn't go to St. Anthony's. I was there with a friar at a KSOC?
He would have kicked you out of St. Anthony's.
He was in one of them brown things that was like a long moo-moo. But you had to be checking your mirrors every second or two. It did not have a zipper. It was not a sex. It was not a sex KSOC. No, it was not. Is that the right word?
By the way, you want to confess to us a sex KSOC?
No, brother. And by the way, his name was Brother Paul, and Brother Paul did not try to give me put me in a half Nelson, full Nelson, or a Father Nelson. None of that happened.
Vape life. Again, I think this would be the guy in front of you and just the clouds of vape smoke coming out of the car. Does that bother me on the road? Not so much. You, Zuckerman?
I'm just just surprised at the amount of weed I smell. That's what gets me. I don't really care.
Well, if it's weed, it's dangerous.
I don't care that much. I just think that, my God, there was a time when you tried to keep that shit on the DL so you didn't get arrested.
Right.
Right? Now you're just driving down the street, smoking your medicine. And it's not even medicine anymore.
Right.
It's just pleasure. Just having your happy time.
But again, I don't know, at least on the west side of L.A. here, I'm not seeing any enforcement of anything.
Anything.
So people kind of feel like you can do whatever you want, right?
There is a general sense of lawlessness right now.
Yeah.
You've noticed break-ins.
I want to be clear. I don't blame the police officers for this. I blame the funding. I feel like with the schools and the police and the fire departments, we don't have money for some reason. And you see what real estate costs out here, right? You know what we're all paying in property taxes, right?
There's more money.
Why aren't there good schools? Why aren't there more police? Why aren't the firefighters funded? What's going on, Zuckerman?
Waste.
How do I change this? Am I about to run for office?
No, this is a sixth decade conversation you're having, meaning that you're in your sixth decade of life, and this is when things like this start to bother you. That I pay my share in taxes.
It's not about that. It's about I want I feel like the children of Los Angeles should have a good school to go to.
Well, I believe
the
in
good
a
good public school.
I believe in a good school, but I really don't want to see more police. I want to see less police, only because
I know I'm being diplomatic.
I don't necessarily.
But I don't like it when
I don't like
my when Station 19, my firefighters down the street.
Firefighters,
you know, when we
story.
All feel like we have to bring them food because they don't have money, the money to eat. And then they have to put out these gigantic... I don't like that. That doesn't make sense to me.
You grew up in a very Irish-American part of the world where the volunteer fire department was a big deal.
Yeah, I don't recall ever the firemen having to put their hand out for food. And for I don't recall that ever happening in my small town of Massachusetts.
You weren't old enough.
I was.
You don't remember
my
pancakes?
My friends are all cops now back there.
You don't remember pancake breakfast and all that other stuff?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
what
was
that
for?
Little League.
It was to raise money.
That's humiliating. Those guys shouldn't have to do that shit.
I agree with you. Firemen, you know, to me, are a different breed, particularly since my house burned down. I saw a level of kindness and compassion for public servants that, they're in public service, I should say, that I've never experienced before from any public official.
All right. We've barely gotten through any of these comments. We have to take a break. We're going to do the whole show on this. We're going to discuss as many of these as we can. We're going to try to fix some of the stuff.
I have a great phlegm story.
Oh, great. We'll be right back with Spike's Car Radio.
Okay, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. This company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. That company is GEICO. Go to geico.com today. Sorry for all the numbers, and in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time.
You're listening to Spike's Car Radio.
All right, welcome back, Zuckerman. Here we are. We're on like the fourth comment of 200. But this is
do a
great,
wide
everybody.
Turn.
You guys are great for saying this stuff. And then you're getting me angry because there's so
agitated.
Much.
I'm agitated.
So much injustice
I'm
on
agitated.
The You know, and more than one person wrote this one. The slow drivers in the left lane, we've discussed it, and that being
should
forced
be
to
throttled.
Pass. What the fuck do you not understand about the left lane is the fast lane and the passing lane? Stay to the right when someone comes up behind you. Stay to the right, stay to the right, stay to the right.
Fucking pieces of shit.
Stay to the right.
Stay to the fucking right.
And you
right.
know what people are doing out here? And they do it on the 405 too. They go, well, I'm going to spread out. Like molecular theory, I'm going to spread out so I have my own room. And you've just got someone in every lane.
Do you know?
And it makes me crazy. And then they get pissed.
Do you know?
And I've become a flasher. I'm like, get out of the way. Get out of the way.
Absolutely. Drivers clot together like blood platelets. I do not understand that you speed up, you get to the front of the pack, and you stop. What is there? There is not safety in numbers. There's no herd mentality. I believe that there have been mathematicians that have mathematically done an equation that absolutely drivers function unlike water.
Yes.
Water, where you get into a narrow passage, it speeds up. No. Drivers actually like to clot together and slow down.
Yeah. No, I know. And it feels like no one's getting an education anymore on how to do this shit. Because, I don't know. When I went to driver's ed, I was taught this stuff. Move to the right. Let people pass. It's not your job to control the speed limit. Even though I did it today. Yes, I know. I can hear you out there saying that. You did that today. But I did it to stop a spoiled 14-year-old girl in a white Audi. What was it? It was a Q5. I think she was going to Pally High School. If you see her there, tell her that was me. And tell her to get
what about,
her
like,
shit together.
Public canings for people who drive too slow or hog the left lane.
How many canings would you and I
No, you don't get it
for
driving too fast or too aggressive.
Right.
You get it
2.6
for being too
seconds in a GT2 RS up somebody's ass. All right. Lila Pega, whoever that is. The one that keeps his classic cars in this garage. He's just
a douche.
Favor. No, I understand that. But he's saying guys that don't drive a car drive them nuts. I understand. He's being funny. Antonelli Architects, when I'm driving my 911 and the Nissan pulls up and rides my ass.
There he is. That's your guy.
So
why
that
is he
happens
driving so slow, though?
By the way, that happens a lot in cars. If you're in Porsches, you're in a fast car, you will get challenged by other marks, right? You don't have to. If you're in a 911, you're in a Porsche. You just let those guys go. What you're saying to them is, I don't play with you Nissan GTR guys.
This is like the old Western where the gunslinger's in town and some punk kid tries to come up and tries to challenge him
you
to a gunfight and then ends up dead, right?
But don't you agree when you get challenged by like a guy in Acura or a BMW? You know, whatever car I'm in, and this goes from my wife's Prius, which she used to own, I would only mix it up with another Prius driver. I will not mix it up with different car breeds,
I will
let's
tell
say.
You that I was on Hoover downtown today in my 996 GT2, and I had a guy in a big, giant, white Suburban trying to mix
He's
it up
He's got something
me.
To prove. By the way, those Suburbans are really fast.
They're really fast, and that was a lot of metal hurtling down the street. And he was driving it well, but it was still alarming to be challenged by...
Why are they so fast? Because someone did that I was in the 87 911, and he smoked me, and I was like, what's in that? What kind of engine is that Suburban thing. Have these days?
But I could stop. I don't know if he could stop. That was a problem.
He can't.
70 miles on Hoover,
And
Adams was a little bit fast.
All right. Pirelli P says, you know when you're waiting to make a turn in traffic and there's ample time and space, but the car ahead of you doesn't take the opportunity to go? Very disheartening. That is very frustrating. What he's saying is you're behind someone and there's... And, you know, it's usually a yellow light situation. Maybe one, maybe two cars
That's
is
the
getting
old person,
through.
Right?
No, it's someone waiting, looking at their phone a lot, and it's also people who are afraid. Don't do that. I'm not going to say what Zuckerman just did, but it was not nice. But you know what I'm saying, right?
Yes, of course. It happened the other day.
But that's the panicky person. And again, if you're that afraid of your car, just Uber, just Lyft. If you can't judge the speed of the car coming at you,
I was trying to turn out of
Lapeer
to make a right turn onto Beverly, and the car in front of me could not make a right turn into traffic. So I did do a dick maneuver. I went around them, and I made a right turn from their left.
I know. You know, it also reminds me of the lost person. Here's one for the big cities. The lost person. Just slows down to 5 miles an hour on a street, no blinkers, just looking like an idiot, just stopping traffic. I'm lost, so everybody behind me, you get to slow down too while I figure it out. But first, the solution to that, in case you're listening, you do this stuff, listen to the solution. You pull over. You figure out where you're going, and if you still don't know, you let everybody go by. Go ahead,
here's one. So I'm lost, and I need to make a left turn, but I'm in the right lane, or I need to make a right turn, and I'm in the left lane. You know what that means? Go to the next intersection and make your turn and go back. It does not mean endanger everyone else on the road by making a turn from the wrong lane. Or here's another one I hate. The guy who's in the left lane who decides he has to get into the left turn pocket and therefore stops in the left turn in the left lane to get in.
Yeah.
That's the selfish guy. That's the dangerous guy.
Yep.
That's the guy that needs a beating.
Did you catch that article in the LA Times about the police and the authority? I think it was the state or the city finally realized the PCH is dangerous. They've had 5 deaths in 4 weeks on the PCH, and they said, you know what? We think we better change how things are done on the world's deadliest four-lane road. We think it's dangerous. And it's what you were just saying about U-turns.
PCH.
They added the bike lanes. So now you got a bunch of idiot guys on bikes, and when they get into a gang or 5 or more, they take up a whole lane, and guess what happens? Is someone's doing 80 around the corner. It's bowling time. The pins go flying everywhere. And then you've got people moving to the left. And it's a
Have
fucking
you noticed
mess.
On Venice Boulevard?
What are we going to do about PCH?
Hey,
PCH. Would you put a center divider down PCH to stop the U-turns?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's the only move.
Absolutely. And I think, it's got to be a center divider because the U-turns from tourists are the worst. The next thing I have a problem with... The businesses, and bless them, like Malibu Seafood and other places where tourists want to slow down and they want to wait in the right lane to parallel park when traffic's coming up behind them at 80 miles an hour.
That was mentioned in the article as a big source of accidents.
Right, and that's really dangerous. That means that there has to be a better parking plan, or people just have to. I don't know what the answer to that is.
The answer, I mean, part of it is educating people who come here
or
and
more
who are
lights,
tourists
putting to understand. Light there
is to understand that the PCH. Think of it as an
the
interstate.
Highway.
Think of it as the highway. People are operating at a speed of 55 and higher. And don't do things you would do on an interstate on the PCH. You don't do U-turns. You don't stop to get out and look around. You have to go, today I might die here if I stop this car or turn this car. And you have to drive that way. And instead, you've got idiot tourists slowing down going, where's the spot? Oh, look. Is that the Kentucky Fried Chicken? And they slow down and boom, it's over so fast. And it's the U-turn. You cut right in front of traffic and somebody splitting lanes on a motorcycle or a car
Bam.
Hits them and it's game
Bam.
Over. Anyway, Mark Friedman, our watch buddy, says everyone crosses the double yellow line to go into the carpool lane. No one is afraid to get a ticket anymore.
Yeah,
it's
that.
A little flimsy, Mark. We love you.
I do that.
He's got a great collection of watches. Hello to
that.
You. I do it, too. Mechanical advice, it says driving a Prius is a horrible habit. Everybody likes the Prius jokes.
Remember when you drove your Prius? What did somebody say to you? Can you say that? They used the F word on you.
Yes, they did. They said, nice green Prius, F word.
It's a three-letter word. It ends with G.
And I said, I'm gay, all right. And I did. I rolled down my window. I said, I'm gay, all right. Gay for the environment. And they just scratched their head like, that's your comeback? I went, oh. He was 14, that kid. Now, Minnie and Max Pugs. Who's that again?
No, I claim that that was Steve Levy.
But it's not.
Said,
it's some guy in Silicon Valley because he's been messaging me. That's me. The most annoying driver is one who leaves three car lengths in front of them when turning left so he can make it through the intersection and you get stuck. Yes.
Yes.
So this is the left turn and they don't move into the center of
yes,
the intersection.
Motherfucker.
And then they're
piece
the only ones
shit.
Who can get through. Okay. Again, if you do
move
this,
up.
I know you're in the left lane and you're waiting for traffic. You've
move
got
to
move
to
the center of
the
intersection. And if no one's in front of you, let as many cars in behind you because we all want to make that left turn.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Hate that fucking guy.
God, there's a lot of it. It's not just guys who are doing that. Andy Green Live, drivers that need two lanes width to turn a corner that aren't buses or semis. So here,
yes.
This one came up a couple of times,
yes,
and I've noticed this
turner.
One. I remember learning it at 15 and a half.
As close to the curb as possible.
When you make a turn left or right, you don't go out the opposite way to turn
you
in.
Turn into
unless
the, if you're
driving.
Right.
Wait, hold on, Zuckerman. Don't talk over. Unless you're driving a semi. Truck.
Yes.
Unless you're driving a big truck, you just execute the turn. You don't go out wide. Go ahead.
Yes, when you make a right-hand turn, you are supposed to be making from as far to the right as possible into the lane as far to the right as there is.
Yes.
And if you're making a left, from as left as possible into the far left lane.
Oh, this
it's
is
not
great.
Big sweepers. No big sweepers. You know what another one? Here's one that no one else. Here, what about the guy that turns early making the 45-degree angle turn? And I want to see that motherfucker.
What does that mean?
Okay. Somebody does not
draw it out on the table so I know what you're saying.
Somebody there. Does not make the turn from the center. They come in early
right.
and they
they cut the turn.
They cut the turn.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
they could hit somebody who's pulling up to the intersection.
Okay, there's a woman on my street who has a white Land Rover Evoque and she cut the turn. Surprised me and she was surprised.
Almost
I was
took the front
line.
End of your
I
turn.
I was pulling up
front
to the stop turn. Line and she had to dart out of the way at the last minute. She was in my lane and then what did she do?
Gave you the finger?
Gave me the finger.
You should have followed her home.
I know where she lives.
You should follow her. You should have pulled her out of the car like a rag. Like a rag.
She's my neighbor.
I don't give a shit. Was that neighborly?
Isn't it one of your favorite?
Was that neighborly?
Isn't it one of your favorite things, though, when when you or your neighbor flip each other off and then you go, hey, we're friends. Has that ever happened to you?
I stopped doing that. I don't do that.
I don't do it anymore, but you know what I mean? You get into it with someone you know.
Do you feel like you would like to physically assault that person? When
no.
they do that? Really?
No, not at all.
Me? I
no,
do.
Not at all.
I do. I want to give people beatings.
Here we go.
Beatings.
Next one. Overdrive photo. Carpool lane going the same speed as the other lanes. Just because you can use the carpool lane doesn't mean you need to. And this has a very big response underneath it.
Really? I haven't been
it's
looking.
It's also not the fast lane, buddy, says Sev Wolf. Oh, so now, see, now people are getting into it. So Overdrive Photo says the carpool lane going the same speed as the other lanes, right? Sev Wolf is saying, back to him, it's also not the fast lane.
Yeah,
you see
is.
What they're saying?
Yeah,
Sev Wolf, he responds to Overdrive's response to Sev Wolf. The carpool lane exists to allow its users to go faster than the other lanes during times of high traffic. Sev Wolf says, you are absolutely wrong, sir. No comma, notably. It is meant to incentivize people who carpool to be in the lane with less vehicles. It's not a fast lane or passing lane. Entitled people like you, are the biggest problem. I just assume you're tailgating people in the HOV lane because you can't leave the house on time. Sunday Driver at this point jumps in and says, in times of high traffic, stands to reason that a lane with theoretical less traffic would flow more quickly, no? Or maybe just be a little less sanctimonious. And then Lipapega says, people who drive below the speed limit are annoying. he actually wrote, people who drives below the speed limit is annoying, but I believe he lives in Spain or Brazil. Sevolf, of course it does. What's your point? Zuckerman, rule on this.
Go as fast as possible when you're able to. That's how I feel.
That's it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the whole point of the carpool lane is to go faster and get you around the traffic.
Not to just be with less people.
Yes, it's not for you to hold back traffic. Who's this guy, Sev Wolf? It's not. You're part of the problem. Be part of the solution. If you want to drive slower, get behind the slow cars and let that one lane of traffic flow.
And
again, it's not your job to control the speed limit. Go ahead, Zuckerman.
There are actually studies that suggest that people that go forward and jump ahead, that don't wait their turn, that drive fast and aggressively, actually help speed up traffic.
Yes. All right. We're going to take a break in a minute. Before, let's just go to CJ Wilson's comment. What annoys him is people who buy Maseratis.
It does not compute. It does not compute.
He's just saying people buying Maz. Because, of course, he sells every other car brand under the sun. But I don't know. I don't like Maseratis either, CJ. And CJ, where are you, man? Come to Malibu
and
do a show with us. We've got a lot more horrible driver comments left. We'll be right back with Spike's Car Radio.
60 seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in about a minute? Get an offer with your car from TrueCar. That's right. In the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, do a few sit-ups, just listen to my voice, you can get a true cash offer. Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or at home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from local TrueCar certified dealer. It's that easy. After that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together, the two of you. You can even hug if you want. You can ask questions, get the answers you need so there's no surprises, then simply leave your check or trade in your car for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a new, better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today.
You're listening to Spike's Car Radio.
We're back, everybody. Again, thank you for all of these. It's fun. Both Zuckerman and I were in horrible moods, and now we're feeling very happy. We're getting to vent a lot of that frustration on some legitimate sources instead of the people in our lives.
Am I allowed to burp in the microphone?
Sure. Okay. Howard Stern's
what about that?
Have you noticed how little phlegm I have?
Why?
Well, the allergy shots worked. I've cured it. It's done. It's over. The situation is over.
Was there an allergist where you grew up in West Bridgeport?
West Bridgewater.
Bridgewater.
West Bridgeport is a very nice place compared to the place
where
currently the has prisons in it. Bridgewater Correctional Institute.
That's
very
another thing that happened in California. You became allergic because I don't think there were
allergists. It happened in New York. So in New York, from April until June, I would wake up and my eyes would be crusty and closed.
Gross.
And it would go away. So I started getting allergy shots there, and I was able to bypass it. But, yeah, you know, I grew up in a house where my dad smoked in the car. He smoked.
With the window up.
I have pictures of him smoking in the nursery with me.
Harvey Solomon Zuckerman smoked so much in his cars that the windshields were irremediably
Irremediably.
Yes, they had smoked glass, and it couldn't be cleaned off. There was a spot, a chemical spot, on the windshield above two on the steering wheel.
Well, I told you about mine. My dad, the Ford Granada. Every new car he would get would have cigarette holes in the seats on the first day.
Oh, yeah.
And when his ashtrays filled up, they would just spill onto the floor.
Oh, yeah. That was my dad.
There was no cleaning, right? And then we would come home and say, you know, the secondhand, we're hearing a lot about secondhand smoke. And he goes, what are you talking about? Tell your teacher she's wrong.
Exactly.
Right. And now my brother has asthma. I have allergies. My sister's the only, I don't know, I guess she wasn't around a lot. She's probably hiding up in her room.
Were these cigarette ashtrays in the car overflowing with maybe 60, 70 bucks?
Shocking, right?
People would then take those out of the car and just dump them on the side of the road. They couldn't even be bothered to put them in the trash. It was a disgusting world.
I don't think I ever saw my dad get his car washed, ever. It was handed back or sold in the condition it was left in, like a... I don't know, like a dirty movie theater, right?
Absolutely. It was
just after.
Do you remember there was a gas jockey in town, a guy who pumped the gas, who was smoking when he pumped gas. That was another thing you used to see.
I used to pump gas at a gas station and change tires, and I'd see that stuff all the time. Yeah, there was no fear. No fear of gas and what it could do. And you know, I used to work at the tire barn. That was my second job that I had. And I plugged flat tires and I put on tires. I was really good at it.
And how old?
You know, 15, 14,
15,
somewhere
14,
in there.
You're real good putting people back on the interstate. Young Ferrisim. What would you do now if you saw a 14-year-old plugging tires? Would you let him plug your tire on your Porsche?
Yeah. I was so passionate about it. I couldn't believe I could control the machine and the balance machine, and I got to use all this. I loved it. And then pump. You got to remember, Zuckerman, this is a time where there's no self-pumping going on.
No.
So the fact that I can run out and pump gas, I am psyched. I am psyched.
There was none of that. There was no plastic rubber sleeve on the end of the hose.
Yeah.
You just flung it in there.
You put it in there, and you're controlling money, too. Give me
ding,
your money.
Ding, ding.
Give
remember the
money.
Noise it used to make?
Yeah.
Ding,
I loved
ding.
It. And the smell. That was before they told me the smell was bad. I just inhaled gas.
It smelled better back then with lead and without the ethanol.
And maybe that's why I have the allergies. Anyways, 86 flat six in New England. The scariest drivers are the guys in their turbo diesel pickup trucks who are obviously late for their construction jobs. They are driving at 1,000 miles per hour in all lanes at 6 a.m. It's fucking crazy. Wow, that sounds funny.
The New England dojo. I-95 dojo.
I grew up in New England in that environment. Don't mess with them. You'll die. They will follow you with a pipe wrench, and that'll be the end
of you. Screaming, fuck your mother. Do it. do it for me.
Go fuck your mother. That it is true. You just don't mess with those guys. Tim O'Graff says, drivers who speed up and close the gap when you indicate to change lanes or merge, these people then need to be punched in the face, subjected to some kind of public humiliation. So
I agree, except when I'm the one doing that.
Yeah. If we do it, it's fine.
Yes.
Hushy pushy. Driving with the lights off at night, it's gotten much worse.
Yeah.
But don't you always think about that thing that was going on a few years ago with the gang members who didn't?
No, it was an urban myth. Like drying your dog in the microwave never happened.
I pulled up next to a car with no lights on it, and they did level a shotgun at me, and it was gang members. But that was...
When?
18 years ago.
Yeah.
Right, Hollywood and Highland. And I had to run. It was in the. I was in my 68 Cougar XR7 convertible.
It was an outdoor market back
then. And
I
made a similarly wise-ass comment that led to the shotgun being pointed. And I still haven't learned my lesson, Zuckerman. Women putting on lipstick while driving. We discussed that. Austin Tyler L. Aggressive and fast Prius drivers.
It is
You're
funny.
Defeating the purpose.
It
yeah, I
funny.
Get that. I like the Prius smoker. Because to me, the Prius smoker is saying, I care about the environment, but fuck the people in it. I'm going to pollute in the car. It makes me laugh, the Prius driver.
Jerry just texted back about your comment with one of his pet peeves.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, you know his pet peeve? When you tell him you're going to do something at a time, it's supposed to be at his time. You're supposed to know what time zone he's in and tell him what time in his time zone you're going to call, not your time zone.
Oh, right. No, I invited him to come on Tuesday so we could
discuss
his new acquisition.
At 9:30, our
time. And
he's
complaining that I didn't. And you know what? As I wrote that, I thought that, and he's right about that. But I figured he would be able to transpose the 3 hours.
No, no, no. He likes to point this out. This is a thing he does.
Yes. No, I know. I worked for the guy. He likes precision. I respect that.
But go fuck your mom.
Eat shit.
Eat shit, Jerry.
No, please don't. Please come on the show on Tuesday. Paul Duryea, this is good. Now we're getting the different geographic zones and their problems.
Where's Darius from the Northeast, right?
Paul Duryea is a D.C. area, and this is more of a phenomenon.
Is it Duryea or Duryea?
Duryea. Paul dot Duryea. Why, you know this guy?
D-U-R-Y-E-A?
No, D-U-R-A-Y.
Oh, Duryea.
Duryea. What's up, Duryea? He calls this a phenomenon. Why is it I can consistently drive faster in the right lane than over where I should be in the left lane? Well, this is not specific to you.
All
solution, adopt the no-joke German driving test system. He's got a solution, which I like. Thank you. Do you know this? The no-joke German driving test system where it is conducted by private driving schools that would improve drivers' knowledge and abilities and help revitalize professional driving
Nazis.
Schools in this country. What he's saying is, and I believe this, everybody should go back to school every couple of years, even if it's just for a written test. And yes, Paul, since you're in Washington, D.C., let's go. Let's get some legislation going. Let's do it.
And let's bring some real Nazis over here to help run driving schools.
Yes. Yes. Let's do that. You caught the attention of those old ladies walking by when you said real Nazis. X Martini 13 says reading the newspaper. Who the hell reads the newspaper while driving? I like that.
That's very funny.
Who the hell's reading newspapers?
Who the hell's reading newspapers, period?
Blue Corelli says people who don't know how to properly zipper merge. It's so simple and so effective, and yet it escapes the minds of most drivers. What he's saying is two lanes coming together of one. No, it says Ben Lucarelli. It's a guy. And it's usually in a construction zone, and usually it's everybody allows the car in front of them, right?
I never heard zipper merge. That's a phrase I haven't heard before, but I like it. I'm going to adopt it.
No,
zipper merge.
Because he also put his name there, which is what the rest of you clowns should be doing, so I don't have to read these crazy
Instagram
names.
Zipper merge,
okay,
zip ahead.
Nate Callie says, passing gas with the heated seats on and waiting to roll down the windows until you hate yourself. How does that affect you if it's going on in the other car, Nate? Come on. Who's doing that?
Disgusting.
Yeah, this is a real Ethel Merman stuff.
Guys named Nate are always disgusting.
The J-Mesh. There are two kinds of drivers today that this guy doesn't like. Those who are texting, we know that's a plague. Mm. And those who are looking to see if others are texting.
Same thing. What good?
Oh, that's interesting. What do you do when someone has slowed you down and you finally get around them? Do you have a funny gesture to do? Sometimes I pick my phone up and I go, duh!
Yes, exactly.
You do that, Zuckerman?
Yes.
Yeah. Or do you do the big chubby face? Like,
you push out your cheeks and then go up with your arms like an ape on the side. And you look fat.
And what does that do?
Makes them crazy.
Yeah.
It's the biggest insult.
One of us is going to die so soon. Maddie takes pictures one. Okay, here we go. This is something in the Middle East. We have fans everywhere, Zuckerman. In the Middle East, it's people reversing up the highway when they miss a turn every single day. Often the same people. Wow. I've seen that once or twice.
This is terrific. I want to go to the Middle East I've never wanted to go to the Middle East before. No desire. Now I do.
Yeah.
You think this is Yemen? Where do you think this is?
I don't know. Maddie, well there's some replies here. Let's see if he wrote where it is. Victor, listen to where these fans are. Experienced this in the Philippines and holding up traffic. The balls. Wow. All right. That's something really to complain about. I can't think of a more dangerous move than backing up a highway just because you missed an exit, right? Have you ever done that?
No.
No.
Insane. Okay. In the Philippines, another place we should go to now. Bala bala bing bang.
I was going to go to Dubai. I was going to go to the Middle East right before I got married.
You can shop wherever you want. Why do you got to go to Dubai to shop?
It's one of the places in the world I haven't seen.
I thought it was just a mall. Isn't it an outdoor mall? It's hot.
This was 20 years ago.
What was there 20 years ago?
I don't know. That's what I wanted to find out, Zuckerman.
Nothing.
Are you at all a dangerous traveler? Do you like to do fun?
When I was young, in the early 90s. When I was young, yes. I wanted to go places. Now, no.
DJ Snyder 101. People who drive in the left lane and refuse to move over for traffic were with you. Left lane cruisers were with you. That's N. Shriver, the legend. Spike. I am a truck driver. I can see down in most cars, and everyone, and I mean everyone, has their cell phone in their hand. Rush hour traffic is everyone looking at their phones.
Has he ever seen anything else?
Yeah, what else have you seen?
In their hands.
The legend. Well, I've seen some interesting sexual things going on in cars. Notably, a young lady pleasuring herself while we were shooting Car Matchmaker. We were in the car with cameras, and we all just looked over, and we went, and she finished, and I just went, was that what I thought it was? Have you seen anything like that? Usually, I expect guys to do it, right?
I saw a guy in a Jeep doing a stick shift, but not a girl.
Yeah, but maybe it's how she relaxed in driving, but yeah, that would be a more interesting conversation. What have you seen? What have you seen?
The weirdest thing I've ever done while driving, Ferrison?
Yeah.
I once had the stomach flu that came on when I was in San Diego. I loaded up a plastic bag with napkins, and I drove the whole way back to L.A., periodically vomiting into the bag in the fast lane. That was not easy
to do. Wow,
that's
good.
That was really hard, to puke and drive at the same time.
I have to confess, when I was younger, I think around 90 miles an hour, I think driving back from New York City, I got bored, and I had to relieve myself of some sexual tension at 90 miles an hour on an empty road.
You chucked one off
while
you
I was driving.
You actually got to the end?
Got to the end.
You got to the end?
Yeah, in a Porsche.
How is that possible?
I did
to
it.
Get to
I
the
was
end?
Young.
Wow.
But it was like midnight. Might
That's
have been
a
one
major
in the morning.
Confession.
Yeah.
I mean, I've pissed in a bottle, but I never chucked one off.
I try to be honest with the audience.
I understand.
It's the only time I've ever done it. But
to get to the end.
I was heading to my parents' house, and I thought, well, I'm not going to be able to get anything done there.
You were going to Fat's house?
I was going to Fat's house.
Oh, God, and you chucked one off to the end?
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with Fat's.
What did you do with the byproduct?
I had some napkins or some paper towels.
Then did you bring those into the house and throw them in the trash?
I was in the middle of a long drive, so I'm sure I stopped at a gas station while I was gassing up. But I can't be the only one who've done that. Now I'm going back in my head and thinking, I also lost my virginity in a car.
That's normal.
That's normal.
That's not as normal. That's much more normal than
I'm a young man. I'm a young man.
Oof. The rags. Driving with rags.
Driving How with is it. That worse than you driving with a bottle of your own piss? Now, I will
Way
tell
worse.
You. Let me tell you. I've never done that.
You're in a sterile.
I've never pissed in my car into bottles. And
really?
Would never do that.
You will. You're getting older. You will. Trust me.
I'm not. No, I don't have those problems. You keep talking about the
my
older.
Problems. Your problem. You chucked yourself off and then you drove with jizz rags to your parents' house. And I'm the one with a problem.
Yes. I don't have old man problems like you. I eat right. I exercise constantly. I know you talk about these old man. I don't have them yet. You know, the only one I have is vision issues. I have some vision issues.
I just can't believe you chucked yourself off.
You like
and then
that.
You drove with jizz rags
and now I'm
to your
hear
parents'
about this.
House, to West Bridgewater, Dorchester, wherever, with your human material.
No, I am sure I would have stopped and gotten rid of that stuff.
Gross.
I would never have made it the whole way home.
You have officially become more disgusting than me, and I thought that was hard
to
do.
Now, you're doing this weekly. You're urinating in planes, into bottles. You're doing it in cars. I think that's far worse.
Okay.
Far worse than a young man.
I think hopefully okay.
Sexual tension.
I want people to respond to Spike's Instagram, and I want to take a head count now.
They're just going to side with you to give me a hard time.
No. But I want to know how many people have been okay. Having a boner while you're driving is one thing, but being able to finish, that's a freak thing.
Well, doesn't that show you my abilities? Don't you understand my abilities?
Yes.
Are you just now understanding my abilities as a man?
In the axe murderer department, yes. That's up there.
I have abilities.
Serial killer.
I have abilities.
It puts the lotion in the basket. It puts the lotion in
All
the
right.
rags
Let's
while
get
driving.
Out of the gutter. And let's wrap up these questions. You know, we're not even going to get through half of them, Zuckerman, but it was so much fun.
Never
Tailgating,
seen.
Says P. Gronder, yes. Yeah, I get that. And if you are, I apologize, I'm drunk. What? Wait, what is this guy saying? He's talking about tailgating, but again, look at your own driving and ask yourself, should I let this guy go?
If people are tailgating you a lot, it's probably because you're driving too slow.
This came up a lot too. Was driving with high beams on in busy suburban areas.
Oh, I fucking hate that.
Now,
hey,
hold on, Zuckerman. Good Lord. First of all, there's automatic high beams now in a lot of new cars. So turn those off because they don't work.
They don't work, and they actually blind people.
Yes.
And what's up? Have you noticed Range Rovers lately have a new bulb that really
Their LEDs,
they,
right?
They really fry your retina.
That's not what it is. I'll tell you what it is. It's the height of the car.
That
and,
too.
And I do this. I ride at a high height sometimes. Just because I like to ride at a high height, but that's raising the low beam into a high beam. It's a very simple thing to understand. Also, Zuckerman, haven't you noticed? Now, speaking again about getting old, at night, it is hard for me to see with my existing lights, and I do use my high beams a little more now, and I see.
Then get your blue blockers, get your glasses, whatever you need to wear.
Didn't I just say something about blue blockers to you?
Don't subject everyone to your problem. Listen, car chucker.
When I see a car, I turn them off.
In this conversation, we've gone from your ability to chuck yourself off while driving to the need to subject everyone to brights because you're an old man.
No, I'm not.
Could you drive at night with low beams and chuck yourself off at the same time?
You know, I'm going to cut all this stuff out. You can't keep talking about it. There are families listening. You got to stop.
Families of monkeys. Okay, I'll stop. If you don't
cut,
you promise not to cut.
I'm not saying that I drive with high beams off. You're not listening. What I'm saying is I understand sometimes people are using their high beams more than they should.
I'm not listening.
Yes, don't turn them on. Boy, this guy went nuts. This is Brady Dunn, too. Making right-hand turns without moving into the shoulder.
Yeah.
That's bad. Needlessly braking on the freeway.
Yeah.
Totally. What is that all about?
Yeah, really, be aware of what's happening behind you when you're making a right turn.
Look around. Use your mirrors.
Alert
going through a four-way stop intersection one car at a time.
Oh, yeah.
What's wrong with that?
No, in other words, he's saying that people on opposite sides should proceed at the same time. So two and two.
Oh, right,
two
right,
and
right.
Two.
Yeah,
two
yeah, yeah.
Two.
Don't stop all
Not
the way.
One,
but
one,
that's
one,
hard
one.
To manage. But I understand what you're saying. Stopping at traffic. You know, I was going to say, and a few people brought it up, rolling the stop sign. How many stop signs would you say you go through on a daily basis, Zuckerman? Just stop signs. Not running. I'm saying how many do you encounter?
Well, okay. On 10 at least.
I encounter 10 to just go a half mile to the grocery store. So what happens in my neighborhood is a lot of us roll the stop sign. If you're like me, you stop, you slow down a little bit, you look around, and if there's nobody anywhere, you roll through to keep traffic going, right? I don't have a problem with people rolling stop signs in those types of intersections because I feel like there are too many stop signs.
You know what problem I have at stop signs? The sanctimonious bike people who never stop at the stop sign. If you're going to be so fucking sanctimonious about being able to operate in a driving lane, then stop at the stop sign. If you got the rights of a car driver, then you got the obligations of a car driver.
But isn't that part of the fun of being in the... I ride a bike a lot, and I kind of roll my stop signs.
No, I just don't like hypocrites.
But I also don't get in the way of cars. I stay
right,
to the
you're
right.
Not a hypocrite.
I'm not a car. I don't want to die.
Right, so you're not being a hypocrite. Then I'm all right with it.
Okay. And I can't believe we left this one up. Christian de Boston. Maybe it's Chris
another Dorier.
Chris Aday from Boston. Can we all agree the death penalty for lack of blinker use? Yes. Yes. I
follow you. You sometimes change lanes without a blinker.
But I would say 95% of the time I use my blinkers when people are around me. I hate it when people don't.
It's essential.
What ends
on a
up happening, but it's essential around town because you don't know where people are
going.
Have you ever been behind someone who pulls over to the right and you go to go around them, and then they suddenly go left?
Yes.
And you go, where's the blinker? Where's the move? You got to use your blinkers, people.
Agree.
You got to indicate to people because we don't know what you're doing. And yes, the death penalty is coming to you if you don't.
It's called the country, Mott.
People making a turn. To move slightly the other direction. Yeah, we talked about that. Portland traffic. All right, let's see what's going on up in Portland. I have seen, here's another guy's reading newspapers.
Well,
why is that so funny?
It's because it's right up
laugh.
There with chucking.
Ladies eating with chopsticks. I've seen that
What
too.
About cereal? I saw a guy having soup with a spoon. Remember that picture I posted?
Yeah. That's great. And a guy playing his guitar while driving. That sounds like Portland. That sounds like Portland.
I would take that guitar and bash it into matchsticks.
But are people really in a rush up in Portland, do you think?
They have the highest standard of living with the lowest amount of money. That's right. What it's known for.
Let's move to Portland.
Don't need
then.
Money.
Fabio lives up there. He's got with like 2,000 motorcycles on it.
Really? Yeah. He's got a big head, too.
Yeah. Brent Fagan, don't say anything. When someone pulls out in front of you when no one else is behind you, then
that's
goes
right.
5 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. We agree with you, Mr. Fagan.
That's horrible. Is that really...
Fagan Irish or Jewish?
Irish. If you are going... If you're in such a rush to jump into traffic and you slow someone down and then you drive slow, you can't do that. Let them go by. I've had this happen so many times where someone jumps in front of you and you look behind you to see if there was a ton of cars coming, that this was their only opportunity, and it's empty. They couldn't have waited 1 second.
Strangled with a small cord. Pulled over the back seat of the car.
They got to jump in front of you? I don't like it.
Can you tell that lady to shut up? Why isn't she alert and aware?
This is why I wanted to be in the studio. You know, all her lines of dialogue are things that I've heard everybody say. Now she's narrating her text. She went to Malibu Ranch Market.
That's okay. Somewhere completely different, lady. You're
all
lost.
Right, quiet.
Get out of here, lady.
But they're still looking around. All right, a lot more Prius jokes. A Pasher 35. I'll tell you what is grinding my gears right now. People in regular compact cars that are swinging out into the right lane to make the basic left turn again.
Yeah, horrible.
All right. Yes, we covered it. My cab driver, here's what's happening in Berlin. Cab drivers popping zits on the way back. Oof. Watching a soap opera on the phone. Mounted to the left of the desk.
That's up there with smelly cab drivers.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
Does that happen enough to be a valid complaint? No, but what you do in that situation is you Instagram story that. Left lane cruisers, Josh Perot says moving too slow in the fast lane, people driving the same speed as you in your blind spot. That's one.
Yes.
Hanging right off the bumper and
yeah,
just perfectly content.
That's another
content.
People not being alert
what
and aware,
that?
Not situationally aware. They have no idea of how dangerous they're driving.
Right. Okay. So again, if you're learning about this and you're doing this, what we're saying is if you're driving off the front bumper or the back bumper of a car on a two-lane road, they can't see you. It's annoying. Drop back or go forward a car length. It's crazy. Now Zuckerman is... He's motioning to this woman and telling her to get out of the way. But she... Yeah, there you go. Yes, we want you to be quiet when we're doing a broadcast in public. That's exactly right, sir. You're exactly right. Just keep your mouth shut.
I know, but I can tell you the Malibu Ranch Market is fucking over there. Just walk across the street. I've heard the whole thing you're talking about the whole time. So just go over there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Biker. That's a biker.
Bike pants make me sick, too. Oh, God, to see everyone's genitals in public, I can't stand it.
There's nothing wrong with biker genitals.
Blech.
All right, Dodd Mac says, veer left before a right turn. Again, over and over again. People who straddle the line between the fast lane and the turn lane when making a left happens on PCH all the time. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
I love this, Zuckerman. So, Zuckerman, you really...
Now, they call me a dick. Yeah, I am a dick, but I'm not stupid. Not a stupid dick.
Boy, this has been quite a show.
Yeah.
You know, they're never going to let us have guests on again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to stand here and be stupid publicly and then call you a dick.
No, don't. This guy looks dangerous.
Oh, sure.
All right. Well, Zuckerman, we've gone an hour. We've got so many more to get through. This has been awesome. I want to get to the solutions. Is there a way to legislate these driving problems?
No.
How do you think we can fix this?
I'm back to who was it? Nazi Dan from Delaware who was gonna bring German style driving schools.
Right. But how do you accomplish that? Like, you know, Eric is involved in politics. Should we get her on this stuff?
Well,
I feel like if I saw a politician running on some of this stuff, the left lane issue alone, this guy would have an overwhelming victory.
I believe you're so right about that. That would be great.
Right? Look who's pulling up right now.
Oh, we love this car.
Matt Farah.
Yeah.
In a purple Hyundai. Is that what he's in?
Yep.
What is this, Matt?
It's a Maserati.
It's a Hyundai what?
Veloster
I lost your end.
It's like a little mouse car.
Matt, we're just wrapping up an hour of podcasting about people who are annoying.
Hello, everybody.
Do a Zuckerman. Dueling Zuckermans.
I was just on my way to lunch with Hannah, and I was like, I swear we're not going to see Spike and Zuckerman, and then here you are.
Yeah.
How'd you get so skinny? Look at you. You look good.
You're looking good?
You're looking good, man.
What are you doing Tuesday morning at 9?
Yeah, you want to come?
You
want to
come do an hour with us?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Okay, it's
well,
a deal.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I'm meeting with my lawyer. Maybe I can move it.
Well, I'm a lawyer too. Meet with me. Meet with your other lawyer.
Enjoy your show, boys.
All right. What kind of drivers do you hate the most on the road? Before you go, Matt, tell us.
Drivers of a specific vehicle.
The people.
And, you know, what
specific acts on the road that people hate?
Oh, okay. The one that I hate the most that is not talked about enough is when people don't take responsibility for clearing the space, like when they don't keep up with the car in front of them, and because of that, two or three cars might not make it through the light
turn.
That otherwise
we talked about
made
that.
It.
We discussed
we did
it. We had 200 comments, and we've got everything covered. But that's
not
good
going
to know.
Into
no,
the
you
center.
Have a, you have a responsibility to clear that space so that cars can get through
right.
lights, and especially
right.
in this city.
Being okay, and what should the punishment be?
Death.
There you go. We've had quite a show, Zuckerman.
Yes.
Let's wrap it up. You've just heard the promo for next week. You'll
yeah.
have Zuckerman is just getting his lunch delivered.
A plate of slops.
We're going to have we'll have Matt Farah. We'll have we'll yeah. have Jerry Seinfeld, and we'll try to get something done about all these bad drivers on the road. I'm going to really legitimately look into this and see if we can figure this stuff out. Anyway, Bill, thank you for letting us record here on the porch. Before you go, what type of drivers do you hate on the road, Bill?
What kind of drivers do I hate?
Yeah, yeah. on the road. What kind of drivers?
You?
Quickly.
What
I've
got to
say goodnight.
In the lanes without signaling.
Lanes.
No blinkers.
No blinkers.
No
yeah,
blinkers,
there you go.
He's saying.
Yeah, you're one of
he's
us.
He's saying no blinkers.
I would imagine Bill's causing a lot of trouble on the road, too, right? A lot of slow driving?
Well, if he's in the VW.
Who do you think is worse at slow driving, Mr. Seinfeld or this fella?
Oh, boy. We should have a contest.
Yes.
Yes.
We all have our worst qualities. I think Zuckerman and I have a road
aggressive.
Rage. Too
yeah.
aggressive.
Yeah.
Right. What do you do that's wrong, Bill?
In driving?
Yeah. Yeah. In driving.
I change lanes without using the
key. Self-loathing.
Self-loathing.
All self-loathing, Bill.
There it is. Again, thank you, everybody. We've had a good time chatting with you and hearing from you, and we'll see you next week on Spike's Car Radio.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio. Download new episodes every Wednesday on the Podcast One app or subscribe now at Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com.
Attention football fans. While you watch all the exciting games in the postseason up to the big game, Coach Jim Harbaugh on attack each day as the esteemed head coach of Michigan talks football, family, and so much more with guests like Dan Patrick.
With an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. You like that, Dan?
I love it. Gotta coin that.
Check out Attack Each Day, the Harbaugh's podcast, every Tuesday on Podcast One Sportsnet or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.